And now, the men who put the P-U back in computer. Here's Ken Colburn and Brandon Disney.
I've let myself go.
You should let yourself go on Google and all the fun little tools. Click on that More button if you haven't already done it and learn more about all of the services and products and cool tools. And they're free, and they're great.
There you go.
And if you're not using Google, what are you doing on the internet? You know?
Some would say that the internet is Google.
Yeah.
It's certainly the, I think it's the best way to find anything. I mean, just without question. It's the relevance of their search results is just beyond. And they just have so many other tools that are just, you know, I mean, we don't even have enough time to even go into 20% of what's going on in here. But check it out. Frugal. A lot of people don't even click on the Frugal button. If you're shopping, it's like a shopping assistant.
Right.
And we're coming up on the holiday seasons, guys. So definitely check out Frugal.
Absolutely.
It's a way to find what it is that you're looking for and get good deals. And by the way, we will have a how to and what not to do on the internet when it comes to the shopping online for the holiday season. That's getting bigger and bigger every year. And
oh, sure.
With gas prices being what they are, I think it's even more relevant this year than it's ever been. So that'll be an upcoming show as well. But do check out one of the ones I like. You know, everybody's got their opinion on this stuff, but I work with a lot of very basic users that have a ton of digital images, and they have no clue. And the program that came with the camera is horrible. The management potential, you know, how to manage those things,
right,
is kind of a pain. Picasa, which was acquired by Google some years ago, I've used it, have loaded it on out of countless hundreds of machines for friends and family. And it's a very easy way to organize your images. It's also, if you want to back them up, it'll tell you how many CDs or DVDs you need to back up your, you know, because everybody's backing up out there, right?
Of course. Sure.
No? Maybe we should do a whole show on backup.
We will.
Victor and Mike, you're on the phone. You're on the line. Hang tight. I don't want to run out of time on the air. We're going to give you personal attention off the air after the show. So hang tight on that. We are shortened slightly because the ASU game is going to start here shortly. The ASU is going to just trounce Stanford. I know it.
Oh, yeah.
Of course. Yes. That's right.
I mean, they're a color. That's their mascot, is a color.
What?
The cardinal. Not the cardinal like, you know, like the bird.
Yeah.
The color cardinal.
Cardinal.
Yeah. Cardinal.
But see, they're very cerebral over there in Stanford, so it's like, you don't understand. You don't get
it. Yeah, I guess so. Definitely not.
Yeah, but Google thinks Phoenix has got talent.
Yeah.
If you missed any of the show, we will have the audio archives posted up, including our discussion with Douglas Merrill, who's the gentleman that's overseeing the development of the Phoenix Google office that's opening up here, and talked about some of the things that they're looking for and some of the cool stuff that Googlers, he called them Googlers. That's kind of cool, huh? Googlers.
Yeah.
It's like a badge of honor, you know. I bet they got like a handshake and a, you know, like gang signs.
Gang signs.
You know, like a G or something out of it.
Yeah.
Now, do you have a book to plug or any kind of, you're doing a tour, Adam? You want to plug anything while you're still on here? You came all the way down here to help co-host because Mr. Disney wasn't here?
Well, you threw all my Apple notes in the trash can before
in
the show.
No, save them. It's going to be the same thing next week anyway, right?
Well, Apple does have a new cool thing out called Aperture for, as you were just saying, with digital images for people that are in the professional photography stuff, or if you're just getting into doing just more photography and then just point and shoot. Aperture is a nice new little program
for the Mac.
Apple. Yeah, for Mac by Apple.
We have two people out there that have a Mac that accidentally tripped onto the show. We've alienated everyone else.
Oh, I think, yeah. I'm one of the two.
You're trying really hard to bring them back in, but they're all going. But thank you for coming down, Adam. I appreciate it very much. By the way, if you want to learn more about those Google resources, we have them permanently affixed to our website, including the link to where you would apply for a job with the new Google office here in Phoenix, or any of the various Google offices. It tells you which job openings are where, and it's a real simple way to see if there's something in your area from Google.
According to Douglas, they have food.
They do feed their people.
Yeah. Good food.
Yeah.
Don't get any ideas, Chad.
Okay. Maybe just a Saturday job.
Hey, once a month, I take you to lunch, don't I? We also have lots of resources on how to use advanced tips and tricks, find local businesses and services, shop smarter, the whole Gmail account. If you've if you were one of the ones like the gentleman earlier that thought you still had to be invited to get a free Gmail account, which is a web-based email, very, very powerful. It's free. Check that out. The Google Toolbar is another one that we highly recommend. You can, if you're a company and you want to know when anybody posts anything about your company on the internet, Google Alerts. I mean, it just goes forever. If your company wants to advertise, click on the advertising programs, learn about AdWords. They're a really cool way of getting the word out about your company or business.
Yep.
Too much to cover here in an hour and however many minutes we've had, but we appreciate everybody that did participate. Again, Victor and Mike, hang tight. Personal service is coming your way off the air as soon as we get done here. Again, join us online, datadoctors.com. You can check out this week's resources as well as previous shows. You can see if you're a parent and you need help with controlling the internet in your home. Again, any of the Data Doctor stores anywhere in the country will help you out, no charge, to get a handle on what's going on. Learn about that as well as download our free surfing or our safe surfing guide right from our website. You can see my son right on the front page there. Of course, all kinds of free help in the free help section, the radio show section. We got lots and lots for you, so check it out, datadoctors.com. And again, Adam, thank you. Chad,
welcome.
Thank you. And we remind you every week, if it ain't broke,
don't fix it.
See you next week.
On approved credit, interest may accrue. All offers standalone must be identically equipped in stock vehicles and present buyer's order. See our